I did not ask this to be played for what it's worth.
Somebody on Twitter did over the weekend. They were feeling it.
It's fitting in this moment because we are going to talk about two offensive players that have had encouraging starts. The question is, what are you buying more?
One is Michael
or Jonathan India. And I actually think the answer to this is pretty simple, but the fact we are talking about both is a great sign for Michael Garcia, because he has, in the early going, given more and more reason to find a way to stay in the lineup, and his versatility. He's played third base, center field, and second, I believe, already. Mm-hmm. And we're four games in to
this missed
season.
One. I think he didn't play in one or didn't start.
He didn't start
in one,
opening
but
day.
He's played
he,
in
he,
all
he was
four.
Not an opening day starter, yeah. But he has played in each of the games. He's played three different positions at least to this point in time. And he's been able to obviously get on base. He had another rocket of a home run yesterday against the Brewers.
Rocked.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
I still think encouraging him because he's a swing player. You're not expecting X from him.
Getting something out of him would feel like a huge win. He started really well for the first couple of games last year, too.
Jonathan India, the bar was already set high. Everything we've seen from India, as advertised. He had the 0 for 5 on opening day, but since then, completely as advertised. Professional at-bats, gets on base. You can see why you're excited if you're the Royals when you got him in the offseason in a trade. So if by the word encouraging, it's Garcia, just because we didn't know how much he would play this year. He didn't have a good final half of the season and all of that. But that's not to say that Jonathan India is not encouraging. It's just he's doing what everybody thought he could do.
So Michael Garcia, the interesting part about the super utility stuff is, well, then I can forgive some of the offensive stuff depending on where it goes. If you're going to play some left, some center, some third for us, cool. Well, then bounce around a little bit, because the versions of that player they've had since Zobrist, probably every player they've had in that role since then, stunk. They're like not even they're fringe big leaguers. I just got to watch Adam Frazier go out there and listlessly try to get a hit every 4 days, and you're like, I don't want to watch Adam Frazier try to get a hit 4 times this week. It's awful to watch. Yeah, he can play all four positions, but is he offering literally anything else offensively? Michael, not a good offensive player last year, not pretending like he was, at least has more upside as an offensive player than some of the raggedy veterans, in my opinion. They've been rolling into that spot over the last few years. So I love the new role for Michael. It is very encouraging. Very, very encouraging. Jonathan India has easily been one of the three best players to watch to start this year. It is a dream to watch a professional baseball player go about being a professional on-base machine and be like, oh my God, do I get 162 games of this? And look, some of the players are good. Salvi's a great player. Vinny's a great player. Like, these are really good players. Bobby's a great, but Bobby's different. But like, these are great players. They don't like the level of professional at bat you get is just
that's why they
freakish.
They traded for him to get on base, and he's already done that. The stat that on the TV side they put up on the screen over on FanDuel Sports Network was unbelievable, honestly. So much so even Ryan Lefevre was like, hey, can we put that graphic back up? Like, make sure everybody recognizes how insane this is. The stat was that Jonathan India, he's been on base 3 times in 3 straight games. Right, 3 times in 3 straight games.
Pretty
from
good.
Your leadoff guy. Dream stuff. They only did that 14 times the entire 162-game schedule
between
a year ago.
Every player.
Yes, and they tried different guys, Michael included. He's also, Michael last year is a big reason why they ended up going out and getting Jonathan India. They're mm-hmm. both playing well right now. But that's crazy. Jonathan India has been on base 3 or more times in a game, 3 straight games, or 3 times already. And that only happened 14 times the entire year, and we're only in game 4. I mean, that right there was telling immediately. One graphic for a season that's not even a week old that already gives you an idea of
how well it's going.
Why they like India in that spot and why they traded for him. It's that graphic and that stat.
Look, this is why you had to give something up to get something. Like, I know there were a lot of Royals fans yesterday who saw the final tally line for Brady Singer in his Cincinnati Reds debut yesterday.
Good for him, yeah.
In which he went 7 innings of one-hit baseball and dominated. You had to give something of real value up if you wanted this kind of person at the top of your order. And part of this, like going back to the Michael thing, this is part of the reason why I think he's going to have a better year. He's free. Gold, for the first time in his big league career as a member of the Kansas City Royals, he's free, man. He's free. The pressure's not on him. he was hitting leadoff for portions of this team. He was having to hold down third base. Times when he was competing to hold down third base. He lost his starting job by the end of last year. There was a lot of pressure on Mikel Garcia because of the depth of the order, the depth of the lineup, the fact that he's got to worry about other things. Like, I think sometimes this helps players. He's got to remember how to, like, run routes in center field or chase something down in left or do anything else between. It takes the heat off of the, oh, I better remember how to, like, also hit or to be the level of hitter that I want to be. Last year, he had a couple of home runs early, and people were like, oh, my God, is Mikel going to hit some home runs? Ended up being bad for him because he felt like he could hit him. That home run yesterday was not a guy who thought he could hit some home runs, going to pop it. It was a laser. It got out in half a second. I mean, it was, you know, like, he just made solid contact with it and it zoomed out of the park. It wasn't a guy trying to send it over the fence, I guess is the point. It looks like a guy who's comfortable right now in what they're asking him to do. He's maybe the most encouraging start out of anybody. Although Vinny's had a really good start, which he started
obviously
slow last year.
We talked about.
Bubic had a really good start, which is, I mean, there are some guys on the list where you're like, ooh, I like that. The probably worst start this year is MJ Melendez or, I don't know, Sam Long has looked a bit rocky. Those are the two guys where you're like, not great. Renfro.
I mean, two of the, but again, when it comes to Melendez and Renfro, these are two players that everybody had question marks about for months. Going back to last season, throughout spring training, recognizing that they tried to go and improve the outfield. I mean, this is not some new concept, and so nobody is surprised by it. Now, I still will say, and I understand he's had over 1,400 at-bats or whatever it is, MJ Melendez at this point in time. I still think in a baseball season, they're going to give him at least a month. And if some of you are ready just like today to DFA him or something or send him down to AAA, I'm not telling you he's going to figure it out. I have no clue if Melendez or Renfro are going to figure it out. Renfro is making a good enough chunk of change where his leash is still long enough where they're not going to bail on a guy 2 weeks into the season. And same thing with MJ Melendez, even though he has an option or options. So like, I think we're, you know, the call to move on from them right now, that might be valid down the road this season. But they're going to at least give these guys a month, Cody, before they even consider doing that kind of stuff.
Is it kind of weird that I feel like this Royals team is already almost perfectly mimicking what last year's Royals team was? Production from the middle of the order, starting pitching that like keeps them in baseball games. And then if they lose this game, it's like, and then they were bad in like rubber matches last year. Already lost the first rubber match this year. You're like, hey, easy there. Not that the 86 wins weren't bad, but don't be the exact same team. We'd like for some improvement.
Well, on the road, they were a game above 500, I think, on the road last year. Mm-hmm. So this is their first road series of the year. Long way to go.
But Lorenzen tonight and then just be like, series one, tomorrow's day game is gravy.
Yeah, get the Brewers why they're down, too. It's early. They clearly have a ton of injuries. They're struggling right now with some pitching injuries. They're also just not hitting the ball well. They got just demolished by the Yankees.
Worst team in baseball. They got
demolished
in the
Bronx.
By the Royals.
And then yesterday, they get demolished by the Royals as well. So we're just... maybe this will be the Brewers all year. I have no idea. But right now, the Brewers pitching might just stink. And so go ahead, torpedo bat or not, go ahead and just keep hitting them and keep the pressure on. And it'd be nice if you could get the... it's not even a full-blown road trip. They're playing three games in Milwaukee, and then they have an off day, I think, Thursday, and they're back at the K on Friday.